Welcome to the Father's Day. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you all so much for being with me. Don't forget, you can support us by going to thefatherstay.tv/donate, and then click on in the link description there. Go to locals.com to support us. I do appreciate it. I have with me today Pastor Jamila Gooden. She is the pastor at the Unity Church of Charlotte in Charlotte, North Carolina, and the author of the best-selling help book, The Death of the Angry Black Woman. Amazing. Well, welcome. Yeah. Thanks again for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
And so you are a pastor. You're married and you're a pastor, right?
Yes, absolutely. Happily married.
Nice. You have children?
Well, we have all together, there is eight. And so we have a blended family because we have a blended family. I have two. I have Dylan Hunter and he has six. And so together we're a blended family. Although his children are older and my kids are younger, we kind of mesh kind of good. So blended families do work. They work.
Amazing. So that means that you've been married before.
I have.
What made you decide to get married to a man who has already been married?
Well, why give up on something you desire? And I desire a healthy marriage. And I'm a bit of a go-getter. And so you have to make a determination. Is your heart worth it? And because I value love, I took the chance and I finally, with the help of God, got it right. And so now I have a healthy marriage. I think if you want something, don't give up until you get it.
That's amazing. And so you are a pastor. Were you called by God or did you go to school to be a pastor?
I was called by God and I am continuing my education. I actually started off, I went to FIT University where I was studying fashion, buying and merchandising. But I am definitely pursuing my education. I have been pastoring for about 6 years, going on 7 years, next year will be 7 years. And so what happened with ministry was running and rolling fast. Our church has about 1,000 members in it. And so I had to move backwards. So while the Lord was doing what he's doing in the ministry, it's not that education wasn't important. The building happened so fast. And so what I had to do is I had to take a pause. But I'm picking up the books because it is definitely necessary.
Right on. And so do you believe that human beings, that we're in a fallen state?
Yes. Yeah. And I said something yesterday, and I love the fallen state because we are a fallen state. And I said this yesterday. Humanity has a problem because of humans. That is the bottom line. You can't please everybody. America is a big melting pot of people. But the problem with the state falling is we're trying to appease everybody, and you can't. It's really impossible. And so humanity has broken itself because of human. We broke it. We broke humanity. So it is a fallen state.
And what does it mean to be in a fallen state? How does a person know that they're in a fallen state?
I think people don't realize that they're in a fallen state until it's too late. When you've come to the conclusion that something is not working, you have an opportunity to fix it or keep rolling with the cracks. And I think a lot of times what happens with people in life, it's too late. And so even though it's too late for somebody will say, no, it's not. Because if I looked at my heartbreak as a fallen state, I would have never been into this marriage that I happen to love and never want to get a divorce from. However, it takes a person of courage to say, we're going to keep going, because it takes courage to do that. And I think no matter where you are in life, there is someone that is going to be courageous enough to keep on going. Despite the cracks of life, you got to keep on going.
But how do you know you're in a fallen state? Most people don't know that they're in a fallen state. What is the sign or signs of being in a fallen state? How do you know when you're in one?
So I'm going to speak to you from two perspectives, from the pastor's perspective and from you understanding, because you too were a pastor at one point. So I am going to quote something biblical. And biblically, it says, whether people believe or not, just let me quote the book with respect. It says that a just man falleth seven times, right? And so pride cometh before a fall. So if these things are happening, something is preventing you from seeing the reality. This is not working. I said that this morning. I said, don't take red flags and turn them green. When you see a red flag, you've got to step back and you've got to say, do I move forward or do I step back? And I think because people want something so bad, you have to look at how come you want it so bad. What are you investing in? Is this going to break me or is it going to make me? Do I believe in what I'm striving for? And you have to take those moments and you have to make a determination how to move. And I think sometimes with people who are being anxious, people who want something, you got to move with your heart, but you got to think with your brain. And a lot of people are not doing that. They're making emotional moves when they should be thinking.
So how can a person overcome the fallen state?
Understand faith, understanding works, and have a little both. And I think once you realize that everyone has the opportunity to fall, but not too many have the opportunity to rise up, you've got to do something within yourself and you have to come up with a plan. It is just like you asked me earlier. You said, what made you want to get married again? I didn't want to give up. And so just because I had a heartbreak, it doesn't mean it's the worst thing in the world. I tell my members all the time, God will break your heart to save your life. And so with all of the heartbreak that I had, there was a level of it that I'm thank God that it happened. Because from that experience, I know how to apply what I've learned to what I need right now. And mm-hmm. So I think when you look at something and it's falling, don't accept the failure. Build differently.
What's important to you?
Family.
Family? And why is family so important to you?
Because let me backtrack. Healthy family. Because everyone has family, but everybody doesn't have a healthy family. Healthy family is very important to me. Because at the end of the day, and I hate saying that phrase, I can't stand it, but I'm going to say it anyway. At the end of the day, that's really all you got. You can have a whole lot of money. You can have a whole lot of wisdom. But if you don't have family to help you apply what you've learned and what you've developed, you really don't have anything. I look at my grandbaby, I am in awe. But before she came along, I had children. I have a husband. I have sisters. I have brothers. And I have people around me that if anything had ever happened, I know that I can count on them.
Amazing.
It's a sad person that has nobody that they can count on but themselves.
That's amazing. So you're married. Do you obey your husband?
Absolutely.
You obey your husband.
I don't look like it, but I'm very submissive to my husband.
And what does a person look like that obeys their husband?
I think what happens with, of course, African-American women, we get a bad rap. We're strong, of course, but we don't submit. I believe in submission 100%. But this is the problem. You've got to be worthy of me submitting to. The word submit means to submerge, right? It is very easy to submerge yourself to someone that makes it comfortable for you to do that.
Right.
And so it's really not a look per se on the personified base. It's a heart thing.
And so right? You do obey him.
Obey. I send the vows. I read the vows. I marry people. Obey.
Nice.
Obey.
I'm wondering, let me ask, do you believe in the order of God?
I do.
I'm sorry?
I wouldn't be a pastor if I didn't.
And what is that order?
Obey your husband. That's what the book says. It says, husbands love your wives as Christ loved the church and laid down his life. Right?
Right.
Wives, obey your husband. Right? And so, of course, why wouldn't I? I wouldn't have pursued getting married again if I didn't believe the principles in the book that I read every day.
Amazing. And so do you believe in the order of God and Christ? Christ and man? Man over woman and woman over children?
I believe in the order of God, man, woman, children.
So you do believe God and Christ, Christ and man, man over woman, woman over children?
Absolutely.
And so do you believe that women were created to lead or to follow?
I believe women were created to lead and follow with the respect of the husband giving the ordinance based upon what it is. Because you have a lot of women in leadership. You have a lot of women in leadership, and you have men that don't believe that women should be in leadership. I know where you're going. You're conservative. I've done my research.
Amazing.
So if you have a woman that is leading, the Lord would not have governed Mary to be in a position that she has to lead if Joseph was not necessary. So I believe in the principles of leadership, but I believe in the heart of understanding who is going to lead and what area and why. Because my husband drives truck. I can't get on a truck and drive a truck unless I set on a leadership to teach me how to do it.
But God,
so
would
I
never,
believe in leadership with understanding.
God would never put women over men to lead them. Why would God call a woman to be a preacher or a pastor when he would never put, because women were created to follow and not to lead. And God even said that every time the man listened to the woman, he suffered. Why would God call a woman to be a preacher when he knows that the man going to suffer every time he listened to her?
Because Galatians 3.
I'm sorry?
Because of Galatians 3.
Of Galatians of 3?
Galatians 3.
Oh, in the Bible. Meaning what?
Yeah, you are a pastor, so you know this? Okay, let me read it for you. Galatians 3, 28 and 29. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave or free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus.
Right.
And if you are Christ with an S, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. That's what justifies me saying, yes, let's talk biblically. Since you don't want to talk about the book, let's do it. The Bible declares that this woman named Deborah, who was a prophetess, and her husband, who knew that she could lead. The Bible said her husband's name was Labaneth. The Bible states that this woman led. And I believe that sometimes leadership is necessary.
But she only led because she listened to men, a man. She wasn't leading on her own. She had a man leading her, and
right.
She was putting
so
out his stuff.
But
I want to know, why do you think God would call a woman to be head over men when, on the other hand, he said that every time you listen to the woman, you suffer?
But you're kind of in the Old Testament, right? And so because you're going Old Testament, I do understand what you're saying with respect.
And what am I saying?
What you're saying is you don't believe women should lead.
No, I'm telling you, not only do I not believe it, I know for a fact that God would not put a woman over a man because that's not his order. And he said, well, every time you listen to the woman, if you notice, every time the man listens to the woman, he suffers. So why would he call a woman to be a preacher or a pastor or a teacher over a man when he knows that the man going to suffer every time he listens to the woman?
So because you have been engaged twice and never married, and because you are a conservative, you're speaking from your perspective.
No, I'm reading from the Bible.
No.
No, that isn't the Bible.
So let's do Let's do this rhetorically. Rhetorically, let me ask you this. If God did not intend for leaders to be women, why would he make the opportunity for women leadership? Biblically, Paul said,
God did not make the opportunity for women to lead.
No,
men are weak, and they allow that to happen. If men were not weak, there would be no way women would be in leadership roles. It would be impossible.
Well, maybe that's why we are in leadership roles, baby.
I'm sorry?
Maybe that's why we are in leadership roles.
Because men are weak.
Because remember, submission means to submerge. And I think a lot of times what happens to individuals, they are not understanding that women are supposed to submit, but give us something to submit to. But like I said earlier, it is an understanding. I think people who kind of don't believe women should be in leadership.
It's not that I don't believe it. I know they shouldn't be in leadership because it's
but
not.
But that's your opinion.
It's not my opinion. It's not the order of God.
So why would God present the opportunity?
God doesn't present that opportunity at all.
That is allowed by men
because the men are weak.
Okay.
If men were not weak, there's no way that women would be in leadership.
That's your opinion.
No, that's not my opinion. That's from the Word. It's in the Word.
But let's go to the Word. Because the Bible declares that, remember Phoebe, remember these women in the gospel. Paul said it. He said, these women in the gospel.
But those women were led by men.
And so, wait a minute. Do you believe, now I'm going to answer this. Do you believe that God can do all things but fail?
I'm sorry?
Do you believe that God can do all things but fail?
God can do anything that he wants. He has.
And so you just answered my question.
But that's not why women are in leadership.
Women are in
so-called leadership because the men are weak. And if you notice, the more they allow women to take over.
You're contradicting what you just said.
But if you notice, the more women are taking over, the worse things are becoming.
You're contradicting what you just said.
What do you mean?
Because you sat there on your beautiful leather couch and you stated that I believe God can do anything he wants.
I know he can, yes.
Wait a minute. Let me help you. Because now you've dug a hole and let's try to get you out. Because you stated openly that God can do anything he wants. So are you dictating the hand of God? Because you just said he can do anything he wants.
But I don't understand the point you're trying to make.
No. It's very clear.
What does that have to do with women in leadership?
No. Listen to what you said, baby. You said, I believe God can do anything.
I'm older than you. How can I be your baby?
Because right now,
I'm not your baby.
Okay, sir. God, you say God can do anything he wants. You said that. You said it bold.
I know, but what's your point? Everybody knows God can do what he wants.
That if a God can do whatever he wants, he cannot turn the heart of the king.
What?
The Bible said that he has the ability to turn the heart of the king.
What does that have to do with women in leadership, though?
Because you just said that God can do anything he wants.
But are you saying God put women in leadership?
I'm saying God can do whatever he wants.
Are you saying that God put women in leadership?
God can do whatever he wants.
Are you saying that God put women in leadership? I'm asking that.
I'm saying God can put anybody in the seat.
One more time, because I need to move on. Are you saying that God put women in leadership over men?
No, that's what you said.
I'm asking you, are you saying that?
I'm saying God can put women in leadership.
God can, but he doesn't.
He does.
No, he doesn't.
So you mean to tell me that the Immaculate Conception, Mary, that she was necessary, that God chose a woman to bear his son. That's how necessary women are.
But that didn't make Mary a leader, though. She was just a virgin, she hadn't done anything wrong, so she was able to have this baby.
I believe, this is my perspective.
But she wasn't a leader.
I believe by her saying okay to every bit of ridicule, rumors and slander because of the way the Immaculate Conception came about. It put her in a level of leadership.
No.
Because it did not, not at all. Wait a minute.
But it did not put her in leadership at all.
Okay. So
she was just the oven that carried the bread. Once he put the bread, the bacon in the oven, she was just a bread holder. That's all.
Okay. No. That's your opinion.
But no, it's not. That's not my opinion.
My perspective is the fact that she took an assignment to lead the way of the Messiah's birth.
No.
She led the way.
No, you're making this out to be something that's not true. But let me ask.
Let me ask you this. That God can
Hello?
Do anything.
Mary.
But now you're backtracking.
Hello?
Because you're saying if God can do anything, he can't make women leadership?
He could, but he won't. He doesn't change his rules
but
at all.
Just lied on God.
God is not going to change his order just to please a woman. Believe me.
God can do whatever he wants.
We
you
know that. You
it.
Keep repeating that. But he's still
because
not going to change his
it.
Order to make a woman a leader. He's not going to do that.
But see, you don't believe that.
No, I know that.
No,
won't.
No. But are you God?
Let me ask you this. I know that God doesn't change his order at all. He'll let you suffer until you come to his order. He's not coming to you down to your out of order or disorder life. But let me ask, if your husband told you that you could not be a pastor, you need to stay home and watch over the children, be his wife, and cook and clean, you cannot be a pastor, would you stop? Would you step down?
Well, to answer your question truthfully, one, he wouldn't do that.
I'm asking you, if he told you that, would you step down?
If he asked me that, he would have to give me a reason. And if the reason was good enough, I'd do it.
If your husband told you to step down, you can no longer be a pastor, you need to be a wife and a mama to the children, you would do that?
If he would ask me that, I would do that.
Nice. There you go.
But he ain't going to do that.
But you don't know that.
When I married my husband and I had an understanding. And he was a pastor before I was, believe it or not. So we pastored together. I do believe that the Bible says, with all thy getting, get an understanding. And so I believe that making decisions based upon biblical and natural, you come with a clearer understanding. And so I have an understanding. And
but
so
what would happen if you realize, oh my God, I'm allowing this woman to be over me by allowing her to be a pastor. That's wrong. It's not good for her, and it's not good for the church. I'm going to have her step down and be a wife and a mother. You would say okay to that?
If it was something we both agreed to.
But even if you didn't agree to it, would you obey him and step down?
I would obey my husband if he asked me that.
Amazing. Yeah. So let me ask.
Did, but he ain't going to do that.
But you don't know that. He may wake up one day and realize he was wrong for allowing you to be a pastor when he realized that it's not from God.
Okay. So can I ask you a question? Since you're asking all the questions, let me ask you one.
Well, I'm asking questions because of my show. What?
Are you married?
No.
That's exactly why you're not.
Why is that?
Because the Bible says,
always
all
say
I'm
that.
Getting, get an understanding. Remember, you were engaged twice.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you this about, I'm telling you God's order and you're disagreeing with it.
Which means that at some point you've got to compromise and you got to get an understanding about what's befitting.
You're never supposed to compromise with a woman.
And so my husband and I have an understanding.
Amazing.
We have an understanding. In fact, my husband is a man that pushes and he supports and vice versa. And that's why I'm happily married. And sir, you will not.
Amazing. So let me ask, do you believe that God, that Jesus is the Son of God or God?
I believe Jesus is the Son of God.
And what do you think of those pastors who are teaching that Jesus is God?
I mind my business because the Bible said, let every man work out his own soul salvation.
Do you think?
And so I don't get in the business of everyone else. I only concern about the Goodens and Uni Charlotte International.
But is it good that these people are teaching that Jesus is God rather than the Son?
That's your opinion.
No, I'm asking you.
You see, you're conservative. While you go on that binge, you can't bring me there. Next question.
I can't bring you where?
What I'm not going to do, I believe in conflict resolution, and I do know, I do know how and why people operate in your specific position as a conservative. But when it comes down to certain things, I am concerned what God put in my hand.
Are you a conservative?
No.
Are you liberal?
No, I'm not answering that.
You're not answering that either? Well, you have a right not to answer that. That's totally right. But let me ask.
I will say this. I am bipartisan about some things.
Oh, okay.
Some things.
Okay. Well, if you don't
bipartisan about some things.
I understand if you don't want to talk about your politics. Do you support abortion?
I think it's horrible. Because whether you like it or not, I am a pastor. And the majority of the people that I speak with are women. I had a young lady who was raped by a biological father. She was raped. What do you do when a woman is raped by her biological father?
You let her. You encourage her to have the baby and put her up for adoption.
Okay. So her mental health is not important. And I believe that sometimes you have to be very mindful that you can't change everybody's choices. We would love everyone to do what they have to do to have children. But the reality is everyone is not going to agree with what we deem necessary and right. And so therefore, I can't force anyone to see my point of view. And so because I can't force anyone to see my point of view, I will keep my point on this view to myself.
So let me ask. There are
I'm going to be honest with you.
A lot of times,
the African-American women or men, when you think about slavery and you think about how brutally our ancestors
make a long story short, because we ran out of time and I want to...
Let me ask.
Make a long story short.
Come on, conservative. You know where I'm going. Let's do it.
I don't know where you're going at all.
You do. You're conservative. Come on, baby.
You keep saying
have women and you have our ancestors who were raped. And they said, have that baby and get out on the field and work. Was that right?
Yes.
That was right.
Yes.
So my ancestors being raped. And then Master said, get out there and work in that field.
You don't know one of your ancestors that was raped and went to the field.
Well, if I'm black, I'm attached to one.
You're just throwing it out there. But let me ask.
No. So, you don't think that you had ancestors that were raped?
Let me ask. I don't think about that at all. But let me ask.
You're conservative. I get it. Go ahead. Next question.
So for the record, you don't believe that the woman have the right to kill the baby in the womb?
You're trying to contort me to say something that I'm not.
I want to be clear. You don't believe that a woman has the right to kill the baby in the womb.
I am saying that there are some women who unfortunately are going to make choices whether we agree or not. Whether we agree or not. I can say.
No. I understand that. You're right about that.
I believe in abortion. Well, I don't know. That is really not for. I'm not. I would like to keep women from being suicidal. I would like to stop babies from being in a trash can like they just found over in Texas. But the truth of the matter, we can't determine that.
Right.
So I keep my
right. But just for the record, you don't agree that a woman has the right, because a lot of women are saying that, and women don't have a right to kill the women don't have the right to kill the baby in the. She doesn't have a right to kill the man's children in the womb, right?
No, I'm not going to respond to that. I'm kind of smarter than that. So you want me to respond to a conservative narrative. And right now I'm saying I can't respond over something that I have never experienced. What I will tell you, I've experienced women who have been mentally abused, sexually assaulted, and something has got to be done, and I'm not there. My job is to care for them, hug them, and give them the help that they need, because it will be out of my hands.
But you don't know if a woman has a right to kill the man's child or children in the womb. You don't know that for yourself?
No. What I'm saying to you, Mr. Conservative, is there are some things that we cannot control.
Do you believe that a woman has a right to kill the man's children in the womb?
No, I'm saying to you, a woman and the man are going to do what they want to do despite what I believe.
Okay. Let's move on since you're not going to answer that.
Well, you're going to realize I'm smarter than that.
I'm sorry?
At some point, you're going to realize I'm smarter than that.
So you're smart?
I'm not going to let you pull me in a rabbit hole of conservativeness. I'm not.
Amazing. So you wrote this book called The Death of the Angry...
Let's get to the book.
You wrote this book called The Death of the Angry Black Woman.
Yeah.
Why are black women so angry?
Because people like you give us labels.
What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
White women don't get labels.
I'm sorry?
White women do not get labels.
Yes, they do.
Spanish women, this is my perspective. Remember, I wrote that book. You wrote Raised to Responsibility. So, Spanish women are fiery.
I'm sorry?
Black women, unfortunately, are angry.
They are very
angry.
That's
not necessarily true. Say that again.
I said you're right. Black women are very angry.
That's your
perspective. But why are they so angry?
Well, first of all, that's your perspective.
Are you saying they're not angry?
I can't hear you.
Are you saying that black women are not angry?
I don't believe the word is all. A-L-L. All black
women. I didn't say all. I didn't say all. I didn't ask all. Not all, not all, not all, but most. Are you saying that most black women are not angry?
No, your lexicon was clear. You said black women. I said not all black women.
Why are most black women so angry?
Huh?
Why are most, is she having a hard time? Why are most black women so angry?
Not all black women are angry.
I said, why are most black women so angry?
Because I believe that black women are misunderstood.
What do you mean?
I think that some black women, if you sat down and you had a conversation with women as a whole, white women, Spanish women, Asian women, black women, and you put us in a room, you will find that we all have some familiarity. And you may find that the same thing that I'm going through, the white woman up the street, Karen, is going through. The Asian woman.
But you're not telling me why most black women are so angry.
If you let me finish, I should ask why you're so angry, but I ain't gonna do that. But back to my camera. So if you sit down and you ask them, well, what's going on? You will find that they all have a common denominator called life. And unfortunately, one may handle it better than the other one, because the other one may have things that they need. And so because one woman may not have the financial background, one may not have a father in the house, one may not have a father in the house, but the same woman of a different nationality or color may be going through the same thing. Why does she get a pass, but I don't? And we have the same thing going on. It's
so
not
are
fair.
You saying that most black women are angry because they don't have anything?
No, that's what you said. I said some women who are African-American women have been unfortunately put in a box. And this box is unfair. It is a label that everybody could wear at one point in time or another. It is unfair to put us all into that whole narrative.
But
that's the unfairness, because everybody's going through the same thing.
So are you saying that most black women are angry because they've been put in a box?
No. You're trying to be funny.
No, I'm
trying to get answers. Women. Okay, so this is the way communication works. Communication works where you ask me a question and I respond. And then we have a dialogue about what was said. What I'm going to do is I'm going to answer your question, but what I'm not going to do is let you overtalk me and take the narrative of what you believe concerning women and put it in this conversation. So with respect, let's deal with every circumstance with conflict resolution. So you ask me a question, please allow me to answer it so that we can get an understanding.
I know, but don't say so long because we ran out of time and you tend to go for a long time.
I sure do.
Yeah, go to the, answer
the
question.
In the great words of Maxine, I'd like to reclaim my time.
Do it now?
In the great words of Maxine, I would love to reclaim my time.
The Wicked Witch of the West, Maxine
Waters. Oh,
that's
Waters. What you think.
So I understand you're saying that black women, not all but most, are so angry because they've been put in a box. Let me ask, you say that lots of black women come from backgrounds of abuse, mistreatment, or violence. And so I wanted to ask, why are black women so violent toward their children and toward black men?
I'm not going to let you do that.
Do what?
I'm not going to let you do that.
Do what?
I'm not going to let you do that. I'm not going to let you do that to my sisters. If you want to speak concerning my sister, put some respect on their name.
I'm just repeating the book.
No.
You say what that you most of black women come from backgrounds of abuse, of a mistreatment, of violence. So I'm asking, why a black mother, black women, those have children, why are they so violent and mistreat their children and their men so badly?
Is that what happened to you?
I'm asking you why. You wrote that in the book. And I'm asking, why.
No, don't misquote.
Oh, you didn't say that in the book?
No. Listen, don't misquote.
So I'm quoting right out of the book. Hold on a minute. Let me quote it again.
I know the chapter. Don't misquote.
How am I misquoting?
Hear what I'm saying.
Just for the record, how am I misquoting?
No, hear what I'm saying. Your verbiage is trying to ignite, but I'm smarter than that. Now listen to what I said.
But how about misquoting the book?
What I said. I'm speaking from my perspective that in the chapter of the book, I grew up in a very abusive household. My father was abusive. And so please don't put it out there. Don't soundbite my stuff and say all black women.
I never said that. Let's get it. Hold on a minute. You said that I'm misquoting you. Hey, calm down.
Kamala Harris is going to be the next president of the United
oh,
States.
Oh, my God. I want to get to that. But I just want to clear up. You said that
gotcha, Jason. Oh, gotcha.
Come back to your mic. We're not hearing the mic, right?
There's some amazing women out here. There's some amazing women out here.
Calm down a minute. You're speaking too loud.
Oh,
Jamila.
No.
Jamila.
Oh, no. There are some amazing
Jamila.
Women out here.
Jamila. Calm down for a minute. You're speaking so loud, it's not coming through clear.
Okay.
Yeah.
There are some amazing women
Take
out
a
here.
Breath. Take a breath.
Amazing.
Take
amazing
a breath.
Women.
Take a breath.
No, I'm not going to let you do that to my sisters.
Take a breath. Okay, let me just clear up the quote first, and then I want to move on.
I'm going to let you do that to my sisters.
Camilla, I want to clear up the quote.
I got my sisters back.
Camilla, I want to clear up the quote first, and we'll move on.
Go on, clear it up, because I got my girls back.
You say that lots of black women come from backgrounds of abuse, mistreatment, or violence. Is that true?
The majority of
Did you say that in the book? Yes or no?
No, you're not going to
Oh, you didn't say that in the book?
Words. The majority of African-American women, unfortunately, do not have dads in the home.
You're not going to respond to the book.
And unfortunately, they did not grow up just like our counterparts did. And that is a fact. But
Let's
it does
on.
Not mean that they're not good mothers. It doesn't mean that they're not loving wives. And it doesn't mean that they cannot be leaders.
If black women are good mothers and good wives, why are their children so screwed up?
Okay. Is that why you screwed up?
Why are their children so screwed up?
So let me ask you a question.
Answer that for
are
me.
Are you screwed up?
Answer that question.
You answered yourself because you
Yeah,
was
this
raised
is
by a
my
black
show.
woman.
Answer that question. You
No,
said black women
but you
are not,
asked me to be
you said
together.
black women are
So
not screwed up.
rhetorically, this is what you're asking. A black woman raised you. Would you be part of that narrative?
Why are black, if black women are not so angry, why are the children so screwed up?
I don't believe that they all are.
Not all,
Because
not
you
all,
got
not
white
all, but
people,
most.
you got black people, you got Spanish people, and they all have the same issue too. Everyone has issues with their children. It doesn't mean that they're bad parents. A black woman raised you.
Good parents don't have issues with their children, only bad parents. No such
well,
thing
well,
as a
that's
good
not
parents
necessary.
having a, there's no
that.
such thing as a good parent having
I don't
issues
believe
with their
that.
children. Only bad parents have bad issues with their
That's
children.
not true.
Yes, it
That's
is.
not true.
How
That's
can you
not
be
true.
good
So let
and
me ask
produce
you a question.
bad?
No, that's not true.
How can
Because
you be good
sometimes
and produce bad?
No, listen.
How can you be good and produce bad?
That's not true.
How
So
can you be?
wait a
I'm
minute.
Asking you then. How can you be good and produce bad?
It's called adulting, that
What?
they make their own choices. You could train up a child in a way that they should go, and they still can make bad choices.
Not
there are
true.
Some people,
no,
whether you are
not
black.
True.
No, there's
That's
some
not
people,
true.
whether you are black or white. There's some people who are dealing with children who are bipolar. So that's a false statement. That's a false narrative.
That's not
What do you
true.
Do when a child is bipolar?
No, they only bipolar because they got bipolar parents.
That's not true.
Yes,
See,
it is.
You were conservative. You wouldn't make that stupid statement. You wouldn't make a statement like that. That's not true.
Let me ask
That's
this.
That's not true. That's not true.
You criticized Trump for calling Kamala Harris nasty, vicious,
That's
horrible,
your boy.
And a monster, saying she is simply misunderstood. Trump is right about Kamala Harris. What is it that he's not understanding? She is nasty and vicious and all that. Look how she attacked him. What is he not understanding about that? She's misunderstood.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
She is nasty.
Can I say something? With
What?
All due respect, as a conservative, I get it.
What do
are
you mean?
Are you blind?
Why is he, what?
Are you blind?
Am I what?
Blind.
Black?
Blind.
No.
Okay.
So answer that question about Trump. Where is Trump wrong about Camilla?
There's a level of you that I do understand because you're conservative that you have a level of intelligence.
No, I'm not smart. I have no intelligence.
Wait a minute. How can you
I have
say
no
that?
Intelligence.
Listen to me. How can you make a statement when a man stands up and he makes fun of the disabled? How can you say that with a man who has groped women and has unfortunately got 38 convicted felons? How can you make a statement like that? Did you not know or watch the news that everyone sees it? So my question is, how do you say that about one person, but yet focus on another who just laughs loud, who's a prosecutor? I think you can't pick and choose your narrative. You have to really receive the truth. And the truth is everyone has done stuff. Everybody has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But we don't get to sit in God's seat and judge people. And that's something that I'm not going to do.
I know, but you said this about Trump. You're judging him.
I think the
You're
facts
judging Trump.
Are
How are you able to judge Trump but not Kamala Harris?
Okay. So let's state the facts. Does Kamala Harris
How are you
have
able to judge Trump but
felons?
Not Kamala Harris?
Does Kamala Harris have 38 convicted felons?
You're judging Trump.
No.
You are
it's
judging,
not judging
Trump.
It's facts.
How are you
it's
able to
facts.
Judge Trump, but not he?
So
you can't judge
you,
Camilla.
Okay, let me help you. How do you get 38 convicted felons?
Yeah, you're not answering the question.
But you're not answering the question either.
How are you? So let me ask.
How do you become a felon?
How was Trump wrong about saying that Kamala Harris is nasty, vicious,
and
horrible,
Santa Claus.
And a monster? How was he wrong by that? Where was he wrong about that?
Because you can't throw stones and you live in a glass house.
But you throwing a stone at Trump.
giving facts.
And she's throwing stones at Trump. How should she throw stones? But so, Trump can't throw. Matter of fact, the great white hope. How is she able to throw them at him, but he can't throw them at her?
But here's the thing.
Answer that for
Trump
me.
Trump throws them at everybody.
Answer that for me.
He throws them at everybody.
That's not answering the question.
No, I am answering the question.
You're not answering the question.
He throws stones at everybody. He should not do that when he is facing convictions. He should not do that. I'm going to give you my personal. A couple of years ago when I was a little girl, I grew up in Brooklyn, New York.
Make a long story short, because you're not answering the question about how is it that Kamala Harris is able to throw stones at Trump, but Trump can't throw stones at her.
Trump has been throwing stones before there was a Kamala Harris.
But you're still not answering the question.
Trump is the one that has.
So let's move on because of time, since you're not going to answer that. Are you supporting?
If you can't take it.
Are you supporting Kamala Harris?
Absolutely.
And you got to vote for her?
100%.
You got to vote for her?
I sure am.
But she support abortion and she's encouraged abortion.
I am going to turn the red states blue because that's what black people can do. You may not agree about everything, but you sure better agree about this one thing. Trump does not care for the African-American people. And I got a personal, when he had Galleria of Lafayette, see, y'all don't know about that.
Let me ask you
and
this.
I don't want black women to model for him. I got my own personal reasons.
Nice. But let me ask.
I grew up in Brooklyn.
Let me ask. How can you support Kamala Harris knowing that she's out there encouraging women to have abortion, that it's okay to have abortions?
You're trying to pull me in a rabbit hole.
What do I mean?
And I'm going to tell you this. You can be bipartisan about some things, but you don't have to agree with everything.
Amazing. Do you love the great white hope?
Do I love the great white hope?
Yes.
No, you do.
No, do you love him?
You do.
Yeah, right. I do, but do you love him?
No, I love everybody.
Do you love the great white hope?
No, I don't know what that means.
Donald Trump.
No, that's
Donald Trump?
That's your orange Jesus. That's not mine.
Do you love Donald Trump?
I love everybody.
Do you love Donald Trump?
The Bible said, this is my commandment, that you love everybody. So I love everybody, but there's a difference between, do I like them? I don't like them. Do I love them? Yeah, there's a difference.
So do you love Donald Trump?
I love everybody.
How about Donald Trump?
I love you with your crazy self.
Do you love Donald Trump?
I love everybody.
How about Donald Trump?
I love everybody.
Amazing. So do you believe that racism exists?
I do believe that it does.
And what is your proof that racism exists?
DEI.
What? What did you say?
I do believe that it exists.
And where's your proof that racism exists?
I don't believe that it does. But until somebody can run for an office of color and not have the rhetoric that someone who is not black has, we have a long way to go.
What is your proof that racism exists?
When I look at Forbes list, when I look at
what about the Forbes
when I
list?
Used to work for Goldman
what
Sachs,
about Forbes list that raises
when I used to work for Ralph Lauren, when I was in offices and no one looked like me.
So that's your proof that racism exists?
It's where I live. I know exactly where I live.
But you're still not giving me any proof where racism exists.
If you don't believe that it exists, then I would see why you would support the great white hope.
God said that racism doesn't exist. Is he lying?
Where did he say that? Because I said to you concerning women speakers, a preacher, a pastor, you said God can do everything, anything. And now you beg to differ. Now you're going back to say, God don't say what?
God said that racism does not exist. Is God lying about that?
The matter is, God says that, but it is the heart of man that's the problem. When you go back to what we first said about humanity, humanity is broken because of humans.
So God said that racism does not exist. Is God lying?
But it has nothing to do with the hearts of men.
Is God lying?
We've been given free will.
Is God lying when he says that racism does not exist?
Is God lying when he says he can do all things?
You're not answering the question.
You didn't answer
God
my question.
God said that racism does not exist. Is God lying?
God said, this is my commandment, that you love one another.
You're not answering the question.
God, wait a minute. Let me answer your question.
You're not answering the question. I ask you,
God,
is God lying racism, when he said that racism does not exist?
God,
is God lying?
No, he is not a liar.
So if God said racism does not exist, why are you saying that racism exists?
You're so afraid that someone's going to tell you the truth, old man.
What?
The Bible.
You call me old man.
What? 72. Listen to me. Racism does not exist to God, but it definitely exists to man.
What? No.
We don't want people racist. And truth be told, we can't be racist. Not African Americans.
No. There is no such thing as racism.
Heaven is a big old melting pot full of beautiful, colorful people. If we want a world of color, we must show the world in color.
Let me do this. Just for the record, God said that our battle is a spiritual battle. We wrestle not against flesh,
against
and blood, but against spirits and principalities. So why are you telling people racism exists when God says it doesn't exist?
Because humanity.
But you're lying to the people.
No.
You're lying to the people.
Racism is very real.
No, it's
it
not.
It is the heart of
it's
man.
Not, it's not real at all. There's nothing
no.
Wrong.
No.
So let me ask you this.
Jesus, listen, God does not want racism. People
it doesn't
do.
Exist.
So if that's the case, how come the great white hope won't help the African-American people? How come?
What's wrong with the blacks? They keep begging for hope.
African-Americans live in his apartment housing complex in New York. God doesn't.
What's wrong with the blacks? They keep begging for help. What's wrong with them?
I can't hear you, sweetie.
What's wrong with the blacks? They keep begging for help.
Okay. Well, the truth of the matter is everyone needs help.
What's wrong with the blacks that they keep begging for help?
No, I'm not going to let you do that. White people do too. Asian people do too.
No, not like anybody, not like the blacks.
No. You can't single out one race, and especially if you're part of it. Because self-hate can't help you. Do you hate yourself?
Self what?
Do you hate yourself?
Do I hate myself?
Yeah.
No, not at all. But let me ask you this. Is it true? And you got to answer this, not a lot of words because we ran out of time. That
I will do this God, every day with you. I love you.
That the God above is the God of man, and the God below is the God of the woman. Is that true?
You said the God above. Who is the God above? Who's the God below?
God.
The devil?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it true that the God above is the God of man? And the God below is the God of the woman. Is that true?
When you say the God, okay, hold on. I'm trying to get an understanding. With all my getting an understanding. Are you saying the God below is the devil, right?
Right.
Okay, so are you saying the devil is the head of the woman?
Yes.
You gay?
Is that true or not?
You gay?
What does that have to do with the devil?
Because why would you say women are the devil? You don't like us.
You mean a yes or no first? Is that true or not?
That's absurd.
So it's not true?
I don't think it's not true.
I'm sorry?
Why would you say that?
It was a question. Is that true or not?
That's true, sir.
I'm sorry?
God is a very loving God.
You see that? You're giving me a lot of action.
No man, meaning mankind, will perish. So why would I agree to such foolishness?
Is that true or not?
That's false.
That's false. So when Eve listened to the devil, did Satan become the God of Eve?
Can I ask you a question?
Is that true or not?
Is men over women?
What?
Are men over women, like you said?
Right.
So if men were over women, where were y'all to protect us from the fall?
I don't know what you're talking about, but let me ask.
Oh, you know what I'm saying.
When Eve listened to the woman. When Eve listened to the devil, did Satan become the God of the woman?
No, the direct order was given to man.
What?
He gave the direct order to man.
When Adam listened to the woman, the woman became his God, and when the woman listened to Satan, Satan became the woman's God. Is that true?
No.
Okay.
No.
Listen, no. I got to put you on the...
listen to me. I don't know.
So it's Genesis, in Genesis, it said, in the book of Genesis, it said that that's true.
Are they lying
in the book of Genesis?
It's Genesis. It means the beginning.
Is the book of Genesis lying?
It does not mean that she made Satan her God. Baby.
Then why does a woman listen to the devil all the time?
Well, she was supposed to be protected by man.
What?
Because he gave the direct order and the responsibility to the men first.
So you're blaming the man that woman listened to the devil?
Say that again?
Are you blaming the man that the woman listened to the devil?
What I'm saying is, the Lord.
Are you blaming the man that the woman listened to the devil?
He gave Adam the direct order.
Are you blaming the man that the woman listened to the devil?
I am saying that God gave the responsibility to man.
That's not what I asked. Are you blaming the man that the woman listened to the devil?
Well, you blaming the woman.
I'm asking you, are you blaming the man? Are you blaming the man that the woman listened to the devil?
Are you blaming the woman?
You're not answering the question.
You're not answering the question.
It's my show. Are you blaming the man?
You asked me to come on it, so I'm important enough to be on here.
Are you blaming the man that the woman listened to the devil?
Are you blaming the woman?
So listen, I got to put you on the hot seat, so I need you to answer these questions as quickly as possible, all right?
Baby, I've been on the hot seat since I sat down.
The hot seat.
What is love?
Something you ain't got.
Do we need more white babies?
Why would you ask me that?
Do we need more white babies?
Why would you ask me that?
Should dual citizens be legal? Should dual citizenship be legal?
Can you do me a favor? I don't know if it's your dentures or not, but I can't really hear you. Can you just speak a little clearer?
What is love?
Something you don't have.
Do we need more white babies?
That is the stupidest question that you've ever asked me.
Should dual citizenship be illegal?
So we were built, this world was built on immigrants.
Should dual citizenship be illegal?
No.
Is the earth flat or round?
The earth, in the great words of... I want to say like your head.
Should we put a wall around the borders to stop illegal aliens from coming in?
It's too late. You're already here.
Should we put a wall around the border to stop illegal aliens from coming in?
It's too late. You're already here.
True or false? God said every time the man listens to the woman, he suffers.
That is preposterous, because truth be told, if you listen to us now, perhaps you wouldn't be in these situations.
Rihanna or Beyonce?
I love them both.
Is America the best country on this side of heaven?
It really is.
Did the bear shit in the woods? What?
Did you say did the bear sit in the woods?
Yes.
I'm quite sure.
Is it wrong for a black man to love the Confederate flag?
I believe my opinion, yes, it's wrong.
True or false, abortion is worse than slavery.
Slavery is still placating our mind. It is the most horrific thing that ever happened.
True or false, abortion is worse than slavery.
That's a hard one because we're still dealing with the ramifications of our families being torn apart. So I would rather not answer that because slavery has done serious damage and no one wants to admit it. That's why they want critical race theory. But go ahead.
Do you keep a bottle of hot sauce in your purse?
Do you?
True or false, sending your child to a public school system, to a public school is a child abuse.
Did Daniel write this for you?
I'm sorry?
Did Daniel write this for you?
True or false, sending your child to a public school is child abuse.
No, depending on where you live at.
Have you ever told a person how the cow ate the cabbage?
What?
Have you ever told anyone how the cow ate the cabbage?
How the cow ate the cabbage?
Yes.
I'm from Brooklyn. No.
My son lives in Brooklyn. Amazing. Did you have fun?
I had a ball. This was great.
Amazing. Thank you so much for coming on. And thanks for taking on the hot seat. Tell the folks how to get your book or whatever else you want to put out there.
I love you. You know that, right?
Amazing.
I so love you. You can go to Amazon. You can get one of the four books I've written. You can find me at www.carchronicles.org. You can come to my church. We welcome everybody. I mean, this was great. Thank you for having me. It was fun.
You're welcome. And thank you for coming on. And thank you all for tuning in. I absolutely appreciate it. Don't forget to like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe, and go to thefallenstate.tv/donate. But click on the link in the link description and go to locals.com to support our work. I do appreciate it. Check out the merch and all that good stuff. Thank you all for tuning in. And thank you so much for coming on. That was amazing.
You're great.
Right. Bye. Thank you. Bye now.
I can't.